There's no shortage of drama right now in Kansas City. Trying to make sense of that with Councilwoman Heather Hall. She joins us. She is out of the Northland, and she is on KCMO Talk Radio on a Monday. Councilwoman, good morning. Thank you for being here. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning, Pete. I'm glad to be on the show.
Well, let's start, Councilman, with just something that you are going to be doing this weekend. After all that drama last week surrounding the Jackson County GOP group inviting Police Chief Rick Smith to its annual Lincoln Days dinner, the mayor was not happy with that, saying an apolitical appointee should not be going to a political group. The police chief decided to back out of the event. I heard that you are now going to be accepting that award on the police department's behalf. How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, you know, I think it's understandable that maybe the mayor might be uncomfortable with that, but I would guarantee you that if the shoe was on the other foot and someone like Jean Peters Baker or someone else were invited to a Democratic event to accept an award, there wouldn't be any conversation about it. And what's frustrating is we do have a double standard. And so because of that, I spoke with the folks over there at the Jackson County Republican Committee and said I'd be happy to accept the award for the Kansas City Police Department on Chief Smith's behalf and then take it back to them, because I believe that it's an honor in such tumultuous times for the law enforcement to actually get some positive accolades that they much, much deserve at this time.
What do you think, Councilman? I mean, you know, I know Kansas City, of course, from the standpoint of the council does not run the police department. That's been the case for obviously a very long time. It doesn't appear like it's changing anytime soon. But what do you think about how this relationship has gone, especially with the way things have been the past year, not just in Kansas City, but in this country? Is this something that we should keep, this current system in place where there's a board of commissioners in Kansas City and it runs the police department versus, let's say, you guys and gals on the city council running this department?
Oh, unequivocally. We want to keep Missouri state control of the Board of Police Commissioners until we can get to an appointment. The city council in Kansas City can get to a point where we could have some, I guess I want to say, civility and common sense put back in place, because I can't imagine. Could you imagine? Just put in your head, Heather Hall gets to pick an appointee. Brandon Ellington gets to pick an appointee. Andrea Boo gets to pick an appointee. What's the inconsistency of all that? And how does that all work with that dynamic? Can you imagine if, I'm out of office, you're out of office? It just makes no sense. And I think it's an unwise path to go down, especially right now.
Heather Hall is on KCMO Talk Radio, Kansas City Councilwoman. Last week, Councilwoman, the earnings tax passed overwhelmingly. And we all expected that to be the case. You did not really advocate for or against it. I believe in principle you were saying you're against it, but you also understood the importance of it to the budget. So as we look forward now, I mean, it's over for the next at least 5 years. My concern for Kansas City would be, hey, people are working from home. Half the earnings tax is paid by people who work in the city but don't live in the city. If they continue to work from home, you guys are going to have a decrease in revenues from that earnings tax. So how should the city be thinking about this going forward?
Right. Well, and let me just be clear. 77% sounds like a big number, but we're talking like 38,000 people voted. So 38,000 people out of almost 500,000 people said they wanted the earnings tax. This does not mean every single person in Kansas City wanted the earnings tax. 38,000 people who decided to go vote in April wanted the earnings tax. So it's not like, oh, everyone wants it. So let's be clear about that first. And second of all,
why is it that there was no one on the other side then that came out? I mean, I agree it's 77% of 38,000, but it's also like, okay, well, the other people weren't bothered enough to go vote, so I can't take them seriously either.
You're 100% right. And that's why I didn't make a complete stand and I didn't go out and do a big campaign against it and spend lots of money, because the truth is I have a better plan that I believe would work, but it's not a today plan. It's not an easy soundbite. It's not an easy campaign. It's going to take 5 years to educate the people to the point where they understand what a new option looks like versus the current earnings tax option. And it's not something that happens overnight. The minute you vote, it doesn't work. It's something that really kind of phases in a new plan and phases out the earnings tax plan. But it's not a one-off, and it's not easy to discuss. So it's going to take some time and education.
Do you think then that the city council will be open to something that is not an earnings tax as a revenue generator, or is the city basically too addicted to it, for lack of a better word, since it's been there for going on half a century?
Well, you know, it's fear. With everything we do in this whole city, all the bad things that are happening, it's all about fear. We don't know what we don't know, so we just stay with what's comfortable. And what's comfortable is the earnings tax, but that is not a smart tool to use to fund our city long term. And we know that. But until people like the firefighters or the police officers unions come out and really say no, then the elected people aren't going to have anything else to do. So yeah. I think it's going to have to be a change of people who are representing one side or the other.
Heather Hall's
on. We just need to give people a better option.
Yeah, absolutely. Heather Hall's on KCMO. She is a councilwoman out of the Northland here in Kansas City. So last week as well, there was a lot of drama around the homeless situation, where especially the two camps that were getting a lot of attention on the steps of City Hall and down in Westport were told they had to leave, and then there was kind of some leeway given, and now I guess they were put in two hotels for the time being. I just feel like, Councilman, this is not the end of this. We know that there are political groups, notably KC Tenants, who is advocating for much more than just, let's say, getting a roof over the heads of those people in the city who are homeless, which we all want. All reasonable people want that. But where do you see this story going from here? It seems like, well, it's solved for now, but I don't think this is the end of this, because I believe these political groups, they smell blood in the water with the city council, and they are going to try to milk you guys for all you're worth. How do you see this playing out going forward?
Well, I've said this to anyone who will ever listen to me. This is just like bad parenting. If you say no to your child the first time, it stops. If you never say no and you keep giving in, finally they're going to be like, I won. My parents are weak. This is exactly what's happening. And shame on us for putting them up in hotels when we know, by and large, almost all of our city union mission, all of our different homeless shelters have the capacity to take these people and help them make their lives better. And so what we're now doing is saying, you know what, you won, we'll give you all this money, which I don't know where it's coming from, and we're going to do all this. These homeless shelters, they do it right, they do it well, they understand how to do it. Why are we, once again, trying to do somebody else's job? We need to stay in our lane as a city council.
So you don't know where this money's I mean, I saw they're going to have hundreds of rooms for like $70 to $80 a night. That's a lot of money for 90 days. And you're not clear as a councilman where this money's going or coming from?
Right. And I would like to know, are we using it with the American Recovery Plan, which we, again, don't even have yet? So I go back to, this is all bad decisions. We're spending money we don't have. I don't know where it's coming from. We're so concerned about the $70 million shortfall in the budget, yet we willingly gave the tenants, after them, you know, yelling at us forever, we gave them another $892,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just slipped it right in the budget. We didn't need to do that. Our tenant advocacy was completely funded with exactly what they had asked for. And so we should have stayed the course and done what they asked for instead of giving more. And this is a slippery slope, Pete, because these are just two groups that are coming after us. Everyone's going to see this and go, I think I'm going to do it too. I'm going to start camping out at the city hall because it's pretty cushy. And then they bring me food and they bring me porta potties and power. And hey, I'm going to come out there and live there for my cause.
Yeah, no, it is a slippery slope. All right, Councilman, I want to end it on a good note. This did not get a lot of attention. It should have gotten a lot of attention last week. I know you worked hard on this, and Scott Fitzpatrick, the Missouri State Treasurer, worked hard on this as well. Mm-hmm. And that was a cause for parents of disabled children. They are now going to have an option, and it's starting right here in Kansas City, to put money away for these disabled children to help them in their lives. What is this bill? What is this act? And what do people need to know about it?
Sure. So this is really exciting. We started the Mo Able program, started first under Treasurer Schmidt and then now under Treasurer Fitzpatrick, which allows parents of children with special needs. It's just like a college savings plan of like a 529, Missouri Most, or the 529 plan, or you'd have it in Kansas as well. But this is different. This means that my child, who probably isn't going to go to college, now has a savings vehicle that will not infringe on their Social Security or the Medicaid benefits that they get, which is really critical. They can now put $15,000 a year into a MoAble account for the benefit of that child. And if you have known or are a parent of a child with special needs, when they turn 18, the bubble is burst. That honeymoon, that fear, that protective bubble is gone, and now they're an adult, and they have different sets of criteria than they did when they were living under your parental bubble. Or let's say, God forbid, you're going to die eventually. Parents are going to do that. And then they need that they leave their child. They want to know they're leaving them with some safety net. And this opportunity gives them the chance to spend this money on transportation, education, rental assistance or home ownership, whatever they have, their medication, anything that they need for the benefit of that child then goes into this account for them that does not hurt them. And it's such a blessing. And so many people, we have over 600,000 people with disabilities in the state of Missouri. It's time we do this.
Well, it's not the sexy headline grabber, but it's the important work that I know local government works on every day that we should talk about more. Councilman, thank you for being a part of that. Appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pete. Have a great day.
You bet. That's Heather Hall. That is the Mo Able program that she was talking about right there for parents with disabled children. Up to $15,000 a year. You can look it up and find out more about that.